in the news today.
Bahamas Ministry of Tourism and Aviation launches the Islands of the Bahamas mobile app to help vacation planning. The Bahamas Ministry of Tourism and Aviation's new free mobile app provides an easy-to-use resource and tool for consumers planning a visit to the Islands of the Bahamas. Key features of the app include downloadable island guides, flight charter requests, processing, and recommendations based on the user's geolocation within the Bahamas. It also highlights current deals, Bahamas.com blog posts, and an interactive map and suggests top activities for adventure, relaxation, and romance. This is Dequan Carroll for Global Impact News. The Bahamas Agriculture and Marine Science Institute will join the host of academic institutions around the world and throughout the Bahamas to hold a virtual 2020 commencement ceremony today. Executive Director of BAMC and Head of College, Dr. Ravinia Roberts-Hanna, says the 2020 commencement ceremony marks the fifth graduation that BAMC has held. This year, there are a total of 13 graduates who come from islands across the archipelago. Nine of the graduating class are marine science majors, the largest number to graduate to date. The other degree holders come from the agriculture, aquaculture, and environmental science programs. Family and friends can tune in live on BAMC's Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram platforms. The ceremony will also be streamed live on the Institute's website at 10 a.m. No increase in jitney fares. The Ministry of Transport and Local Government wishes to advise the public that there has been no increase in jitney fares by the government of the Bahamas, despite rumors to the contrary. The public is further advised that the schedule of jitney fares remains the same. Mexican workers all had negative COVID-19 tests. The Ministry of Health was investigating whether a group of South Americans who recently entered the country had negative COVID-19 tests. Dr. Marceline Dalriges, health consultant in the office of the Prime Minister, confirmed on Thursday. All Mexicans who arrived in the country Thursday to do construction work at the Bakers Bay Resort in Abaco had negative COVID-19 tests from an accredited lab. Their tests were taken within the required 10-day period. Officials previously announced that the policy to enter the country mandates that people must produce a COVID-19 negative test result from an accredited lab taken within 10 days of travel. That time frame will be reduced to 7 days starting July 7th. A notorious Jamaican fugitive captured in Grand Bahama. Reports are that on Wednesday, shortly after 12 p.m., a team of officers from the Criminal Investigation Department, Rapid Response and Security Intelligence Branch in Grand Bahama, while armed with a search warrant, went to the Victoria Inn located on Midshipman Road, where they arrested a male Jamaican national who was affiliated with a gang out of Jamaica named NDNC, No Dollars, No Cents, and is a known hitman who is based in Augusttown, St. Andrews, Jamaica. He is suspected of entering the Bahamas for the purposes of a contracted murder. He is currently connected to a number of murders in Jamaica. Police on the island of New Providence are investigating a drowning incident which occurred on Thursday, where, according to reports, shortly after 3 p.m., a male was swimming on Goodman's Bay along with others when he began to tire and ingest seawater. One of his companions managed to assist him to the shoreline and perform CPR. However, the male was unresponsive. Emergency medical services was summoned, and following their examination of the body, they found no visible signs of life. Investigation into this matter continues.
Van, what's happening at this time traffic-wise?
We'll look at traffic now. True to expectations, getting out of the south, still among the most challenging to encounter in your morning commute. Heavy traffic loads with backup still slowly getting out onto JFK from Gladstone Road. There's huge backup lines still slowly getting out of Samila Butler onto the $20 million roundabout. And of course, Carmichael Road has heavy traffic flow slowly moving through that Blue Hill Road light intersection. Elsewhere, rough roads on Nassau Street due to road work slowing traffic passing down through there. West Bay gives you a slow ride into downtown. Wolf Road with no backups but slowing down as traffic builds on that street. Soldier Road getting as popular as Wolf Road for moving across town. It's getting heavy with traffic and will probably be that way all day. Overall, it's still a light ride comparatively across town, so if you got somewhere to go, this may be the time to get started. Present trend suggests it's going to be a whole lot busier towards the midday. Bus drivers are on the job for a third day rebuilding their routes, more than 40 routes across New Providence, practicing social distancing. Remember, you won't be admitted to ride unless wearing a mask. Government emphasizes the fares are all still the same on the bus to ride them at $1.25 for the adults. Nassau Traffic Report is a service of Jess Johnson. Pay premiums and renew policies at any branch office. Pay it your own way. Use online banking or through local banks. Call Jess Johnson 397-2100 for more info. With your eye in the sky, look at traffic and VANN. Keep track of what's going on out here so you know exactly what to expect in the streets.
Thank Thank you, Van Ferguson.
A look into Friday's weather outlook. It's mostly sunny and hot, with a chance of a few isolated showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. A daytime high temperature of 93 degrees with an overnight low of 81. This is Dequan Carroll for Global Impact News. Have a great day.